I'm sitting here with Emil Pollock, the painter, and his son, Peter. Peter, thank you very much for translating for us today.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely. What I'd like to begin with is to have him describe his artwork. I've seen a number of the frescoes. To me, a lot of it actually reminds me of a lot of work, Renaissance work I've seen, in terms of the colors and the style. Very beautiful work.
Panie Emilu, chciałem pana poprosić o to, żeby nam pan opisał trochę swoją sztukę, wpływy, na które na pana tak najbardziej wpływają. I on na przykład oglądał sobie te polichromie w katedrze, czy obrazy i zastanawiał się nad tym, jakie wpływy właściwie nad panem, panie Emilu, są najważniejsze.
W zasadzie cały mój dorobek polega na tym, żeby się uwolnić od wszelkich wpływów i przejść jakby na własne środki wyrazu, na własny język.
The answer to the question is not as straightforward as you might think. It's one of my desires as an artist is to free myself from influences and experiment in new directions. So that makes it somewhat more complicated than it might seem.
Wydaje się jednak, że można to doprecyzować, a więc na pewno wpływy tradycji polskiej w malarstwie.
But of course, one of the influences that's really guided me very strong, as well as French art and Impressionism in particular, and Post-Impressionism are very strong influences on my art.
Yeah, I can see the influence, especially of the Post-Impressionist in many of the paintings and frescoes that I've seen. If you could describe, I know one of the most important paintings or pieces that you've done is in a church in Poland. I know you've done many churches, but there's one church in particular. If you could describe that.
The Rzeszów Cathedral.
Yes.
Yes. That was a challenging project because, as you might suspect, I've not had the experience painting something on this scale. Really, what I do is oils and acrylics on canvas, so the project was large. One of the primary challenges I faced is that that particular cathedral is very modern in design. What I attempted to do is to marry the traditional painter's approach to frescoes with modern interior design and architecture of the cathedral. I attempted to maintain my own style and the way I paint in general while marrying it effectively with the modern nature of the church's design.
May I ask, if you would describe the subject matter, I recognize it's a large project in a cathedral with many different pieces. What is the subject matter itself within this?
So the primary theme I worked to exploit was to create an environment where, in a very formal environment, we can focus on the some of the main biblical themes. So you look at the watershed events in the Bible, and that's what I attempted to reproduce on the various pieces of the fresco. So the tool I attempted to use to accomplish the task of creating this surreal environment for the church was a very delicate color palette, something I've been experimenting with.
And bridging the modern and the traditional with that style, and as you said, a very sort of more modern cathedral as well.
Yes.
Let me ask about the work that you've brought with you to Indianapolis. There's a big opening at the Masterpiece Gallery coming up next weekend, and one of the pieces is a very special piece, I know, sort of the focus of the show, in part benefiting WFYI. If you would, tell me about that work.
It's when it comes to landscape art, when I paint, my landscapes tend to be, of course, landscape, so there will be something that I'm reproducing. However, the paintings, a conscious effort I make is to combine my experience with color, space, and light, and new artistic techniques I'm exploiting at the moment in creating these pieces that are perhaps not a 100% literal interpretation of what I'm seeing, but really kind of a interpretation of the theme in front of me, so to speak. And one of the things that makes it somewhat difficult is that I find it difficult to talk about my art. It's hard for me to sit down and tell you why I painted a particular painting or what I was thinking while I was doing it. Really, the way I think about it is a painting is something I create for people to look at and to basically derive their own experience out of looking at it, experiencing it, and watching it. So it really is meant to be a combination of my life factors and the way I look at life at the moment and the technique I'm exploiting and, of course, the landscape itself that I'm painting. And, of course, you will notice a very strong influence of traditional painting on my art. One of the primary drivers in my work is an attempt to, rather than exploit the form itself, you will see some art getting created for the sake of the form. Mm-hmm. What I try to do is marry the form with the real meaning and creating this bridge between the form of the artistic expression and, of course, the substance of it too.
One thing I've noticed in a lot of your work is that even though there are clearly recognizable figures or landscapes, that there is an abstracted element to it. And as you've mentioned before, sort of these very bright colors that seem to emerge from almost underneath a fog in some of the work. It's a very beautiful work, but it seems there's a lot of layers in your work that are almost covering up an image that's underneath, that's trying to reach out. I don't know if you see that at all. I do in some of your work.
I'm thrilled you noticed, because really one of the things I try to do is to leave enough room for the person seeing the painting to be able to interpret it in his or her own way and see these things that are perhaps not literal and not obvious.
Yes, well, very good. Well, for me, that absolutely comes through. I'm looking forward very much to seeing all of your work at the Masterpiece Gallery and seeing it on display in live, so to speak. Let me ask you this. You are very well known in Poland as an artist there. How is the art world in Poland different, perhaps, than what you're aware of the art world is in the United States or Indianapolis?
Panie Emilu, jest pan oczywiście znanym malarzem w Polsce i chciałem się zapytać, jeśli chodzi o pana zdanie, czym się różni rynek sztuki w Polsce od rynku sztuki w Stanach?
Więc wydaje mi się, że język sztuki jest na tyle uniwersalny, że wszyscy jakby przy tej globalizacji ogólnej jesteśmy podobni.
The first thing I noticed is that the language of arts is universal enough where especially now with these trends of globalization and really very, very active interchange of ideas. We are similar in many, many ways.
No i tak tu, jak i w Polsce, da się zauważyć te kilka takich zasadniczych nurtów, takich indywidualnych poczynań. Są zupełnie abstrakcyjne, są jakby odnoszą się do tradycji. W tym roku oglądałem tą wystawę środowiska tutaj w muzeum. I byłem zaskoczony właśnie takimi podobieństwami.
Both in the U.S. and in Poland, what you see is these art directions of people experimenting with the completely abstract, mm-hmm. and the very realistic and everything in between. And I was very surprised to, earlier this year, I had an opportunity to visit the Hoosier Salon here locally and look at the work of a number of local artists and really noticed the many, many similarities between the directions being exploited here and the ones that we are experimenting with over in Poland.
Wydaje się, że wszędzie zdążenie, że celem głównym w ogóle w środowiskach artystycznych samych artystów jest osiągnięcie jak najwyższego poziomu dobrego malarstwa, powiedzmy.
And it appears that, you know, in both places, and in fact probably everywhere art is being done, is there's this really one common objective for all the artists, and that is to reach the, you know, highest attainable level of artistic expression. And it's very evident in the paintings I saw here, and of course it's the same tendency over in Poland.
Will you be painting anything with a using a Hoosier landscape as a model?
Panie Emilu, czy maluje pan tutaj w Indianie też jakieś pejzaże?
Podczas pobytu maluję, chociaż jeszcze muszę powiedzieć, że nie spróbowałem tak naprawdę do tego się, nie dałem rady do tego się dobrać, prawda? Jest to jednak ta natura, w której wyrosłem, jest taka już mi bardziej znana. No, mam w zamiarze podjąć próbę rozgryzienia, załóżmy, specyfiki pejzażu, załóżmy, w Indianie, prawda? No, ale jeszcze tak.
I've experimented and painted here, but one thing I noticed is that there is definitely this difference between the familiar and the unfamiliar when I approach the artistic subject. You know, having grown up in Poland and being very familiar with the environment, it really feels very different to paint there. And of course, I've been coming here for 15 years and have painted, but it's really my desire to take a very serious. To make a very serious attempt at really deepening my relationship with the specifics of Indiana and doing this, so that's definitely in the drawing board, so to speak. Okay. And I will continue to build on this, and it really it's my hope that I'll be able to develop a relationship that's similar in depth to the one I have with the Polish landscapes, because, you know, surprisingly enough, there are differences.
Well, I'm looking forward to at some point perhaps seeing a show with both Polish and Hoosier landscapes by Emil Pulit. I want to thank you very much for coming in today. It's a pleasure to have you visiting us in Indianapolis and bringing your work to the Masterpiece Gallery. And then I also want to ask you a question as well, Peter.
Of course, go ahead.
Well, you told me earlier you're an engineer, and we know you're on the board here at WFYI, which is great, and we appreciate that. Are you yourself also an artist?
There's a story I've shared with many of my friends. By trade I'm an engineer, and over the years, of course, I've migrated over to the business side of things. But there's really a fairly humorous story where I think I was about 10 years old, and when I was younger, my dad, of course, attempted to pass on whatever he could to me in terms of, you know, art, and first of all liking it, and then secondly doing it. But when I was about 10, I still remember vividly my dad looking over at me after I made one of my paintings and suggesting that I really ought to do something else for a living. So I did.
Well, honesty is always useful, and
it worked for me, I tell you. I took it to heart.
Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to translate as well this morning. We do appreciate it.
And, you know, on behalf of my dad and myself, thank you very much for inviting us here this morning and sharing the morning with us.